It's June 26, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Musical icon Michael Jackson died yesterday. The news hit MJ fans around the world very hard. But the death also made a huge impact online, with Yahoo clocking its biggest traffic day in history, with 16.4 million visitors, beating even the last election day, which had 15.1 million visitors. When the gossip site TMZ first reported the exclusive news that Jackson had been rushed to the hospital and then that he had died, many people withheld judgment and didn't believe it was possible until mainstream news sources such as the LA Times and CNN confirmed the reports. During that time on Thursday afternoon, Twitter was straining under the weight of traffic and searches for Michael Jackson, and Google News had so many search queries it thought it was under a hack attack, according to the Google blog. At one point, 8 of the top 10 trending topics on Twitter were about Michael Jackson, knocking off the Iran election hashtag for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Now we go across the pond to the United Kingdom, where the government is reeling from the release of hundreds of thousands of documents revealing expense reports from members of parliament and even the prime minister. The Telegraph newspaper ran a big series on the expenses, but its rival paper, The Guardian, was overwhelmed by all the documents. So they posted them all online and had readers help them go through them for red flags. In the first week, more than 22,000 people looked at more than 189,000 documents. The Guardian put the expenses into shared spreadsheets online and started tallying the average amount that MPs were spending on food, furnishings, and other expenses. Michael Anderson at Nieman Journalism Lab wrote this about the data dump. Journalism has been crowdsourced before, but it's the scale of the Guardian's project. 170,000 documents reviewed in the first 80 hours thanks to a visitor participation rate of 56%. That's breathtaking. Now it's time for Quotable. It comes from longtime Buzz Machine blogger Jeff Jarvis, who's also director of the Interactive Journalism Program at the City University of New York's New Graduate School of Journalism. He wrote a blog post recently titled "The King of Twitter" about how news of the Iran protests and Michael Jackson's death spread over social media. Here's what he wrote about the story of the video of Iranian woman Neda Soltan being shot and killed. Quote, "Piece by piece, the story came together before our eyes in public. The journalists added considerable value, but this wasn't product journalism, polishing a story once a day from inside the black box. This was process journalism, and that ensured it was also collaborative journalism. Social journalism, if you like." End quote. Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, when did you first believe Michael Jackson really died? Our last poll question was, what websites do you trust most for news about Iran? Here's how readers answered. 34% said they trusted foreign media, such as the BBC and The Guardian, the most. 33% said they trusted Twitter most. 12% gave their own write-in answer, including 2 votes for Huffington Post, and 1 saying, quote, "social media confirmed and curated by journalists," end quote. And 12% said U.S. media, such as CNN and the New York Times. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idea Lab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.